Any event, anytime, anywhere in the U.S. If you're looking for portable displays and graphics for any convention, conference, party, home show, job fair, photo backdrop, even DJ sets, ExpoNet USA is here to provide the best pricing and service for all your printed branding and marketing needs. With printing facilities on both sides of the country and well-connected in the middle, ExpoNet USA makes things happen without the huge rush fees or high shipping costs. Hey, Hagerstown, you've got a guy. Call Display J at 301-378-9363. Graphic design services are available as well. Visit us at www.exponetusa.com. Also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show, podcasting and broadcasting about news, views, local business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing. And now, here's your host, Jay Heisch.
All right, rant and rave, The Hub Show, and your host, Jay Heisch. I'm here with my guest and friend at this time, Mr. Ken Buckler. Hey, Ken, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Jay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Introduction, I bumped into Ken and met him about 2-3 weeks ago, sometime in October of this year, and come to find out he's a walking Wikipedia of Hagerstown history and this the surrounding areas, and it's really interesting to pick his brain about what he knows, the ins and outs of what goes on around here, whether it's local politics, the history of Hagerstown, the history of the economy of Hagerstown. It's incredible. A lot of stuff we can get into. We're not going to get into all of it today, obviously, but we're going to definitely bring him back on to discuss some things. So, Ken, tell us all about you in a nutshell, what you want them to know right now. Who's Ken Buckler?
Sure. So, I was born and raised in Washington County. I've lived here my whole life. That's Washington County, not Washington County. No, there's no R.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of locals actually put one in. I was born and raised in the area. I'm a local business owner. I own a business helping other small businesses meet their needs. I also run a satire site called the Hagerstown Report.
Oh, you're giving away the secret, man.
I have a lot of fun with that. I try to be as involved as I can in the community.
Okay. You're from Hagerstown or the Washington County area?
I'm from Smithsburg.
Okay.
Currently live in Boonesboro.
Okay. Were you born and raised in this area?
Yes.
And you got family from this area going back?
I have family going back pretty far I've actually traced my family all the way back to England. But
right.
Fun fact, my family's been around, for example, in the Prohibition era. I actually had one of my relatives helped run moonshine for the Blue Blazes still up in Catoctin Mountain.
Heroes, man.
So, yeah, I have a very rich family history. Right. Funny thing is, my wife's family, one of her relatives back in the same era, was one of the ones that helped shut the still down. So,
it's tit for tat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Jeez. Wow. She's pretty popular in the family, you know? She put the kibosh, huh?
Yeah.
Or tried to. All right. No, that's cool, man. It's really interesting because, I mean, we're in Maryland. We're, up and down the East Coast here. I never really thought about how Prohibition touched this area. I mean, granted, we're only 4 hours from New York and New Jersey and Philly right there in D.C., of course, an hour away from here. Was Hagerstown a hotbed for Prohibition, being that the train system here and everything were?
Hagerstown itself was not. Typically, it was really focused up in Catoctin Mountain.
Okay.
And one of the reasons for that was because of the location, it was actually right at the Pennsylvania line.
Right.
So it was really easy for the runners to get alcohol all the way up and down the East Coast.
Okay.
Just from that central distribution point. It was actually a very massive operation there.
Right.
So if you go there today, they've got a little tiny still. That is not what it was. They actually had a locomotive boiler there as part of the still. It was equivalent to a commercial operation.
I gotcha. So being Hub City, Hagerstown, we all know, well, people from around here know this was a big hub for trains.
Yes.
Safe to say some of that liquor passed through here on the trains?
Most of it was usually by truck.
By trucks.
Yeah. But, you know, once again, we're...
Who knows, right?
Well, so we're a hub city for more than just railroad. You know, I'm going to steal a phrase that Ron Bowers loves to use. That's roadways, runways, and railways.
Okay.
We are a hub for all three. Right. Now, unfortunately, we aren't as big a hub for the railroad as we used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we are at the crossroads of I-81 and I-70.
Yep.
We are, you know, a crossroads for a lot of train traffic. And we also have our regional airport. It's a lot of great infrastructure that's available.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to start tapping into it a little bit.
A lot of potential here.
Oh, yes.
That's why I'm doing this, and that's why I'm talking to you, because we talked about that before, about how a lot of it gets wasted.
Right.
And it's sitting there ready to be used and used better and to better, you know, better potential. Definitely. One thing I noticed on Facebook, you are part of a Facebook page, which I love reading. I don't chime in at all. I don't know enough about this place or know people around here to say nothing, but the What's Really Going On in Hagerstown Facebook page is it's a hoot,
yeah,
to say the least, man.
So let me give you a little history on that page.
Uh-huh.
So that page is a spinoff from another page, which was called What's Going On in Hagerstown.
I figured. They had the word really in there.
The What's Going On in Hagerstown page, one of the complaints that people had on that one, and I actually used to be an admin on that page, one of the complaints people had on it was that they were a little bit too restrictive as far as what you were allowed to post and you know, stuff like that. So what they did was somebody created a couple spinoff pages, What's Really Going On in Hagerstown, What's Going On in the Four State, What's Really Going On in Hagerstown 18+, and it's like there's like 20 million different What's Going On in Hagerstown
but
variations.
This one's pretty strong. It's got quite the
strongest
following.
One is the What's Really Going On in Hagerstown.
What's really
because
going on.
That one has a lot less restrictions on what you can post, a lot more freedom of speech, and I hate saying freedom of speech on there because it's a private platform, but
right,
it's really with the more freedom of speech comes a lot more potential for negatives. So the What's Going On in Hagerstown is more focused on just community and events, and while that's great, it doesn't keep people's attention. What keeps people's attention
is
some of the interesting stuff that goes on in the What's Really
People
Going On.
People are picking
in
fights on there. It's pretty interesting,
man. So, it gets a little interesting sometimes. I try to stay away from all the negativity
on
there.
Personal stuff. Right.
But at the same time, it's also, I think it is a great resource in that it's got 22,000 members.
Well, that's what I mean.
So
it's quite
a
following.
You've got access there to 22,000 local area residents. Not all of them are from Washington County. Some of them are from surrounding area, but still. Then that actually gets to the point where you now have the potential for basically viral marketing,
right?
In which you
the word.
Tell someone about something.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you're telling 22,000 people about something. Then those 22,000 people, even if, let's say, 3% of them tell somebody else about it, then that starts spreading and spreading. This is how we get rumors such as that there's an alligator in Hagerstown City Park Lake. I don't know who started that.
Could you imagine? Not to mention the anaconda flowing through there and the Loch Ness Monster. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Do you find yourself well recepted on that Facebook page? Or have you butted heads with people?
Oh, I mean,
you can't go without butting heads.
You can't go without butting heads. You know, I try to avoid butting heads with people as much as possible. But, you know, there are going to be cases where people don't like what you say. One of the other Facebook pages that I run is the Washington County Crime Watch. For the most part, that in itself has been pretty well received.
Okay.
But I do sometimes get people that complain and say that, you know, I'm racist because I post articles about people that have committed crimes,
but somehow it's
racist. But
what a toxic world we live in
right now,
man.
Yes, I know.
You either got arrested or you didn't, and if you did, I mean, I don't care what color your skin is, man.
It's sad. But, you know, with that said, that's it comes with the territory, you know.
Yeah, in 2017 especially.
Yeah, a lot of the comments that have been directed at me are still mild compared to some of the comments that I've seen directed at others on there. So, yeah, it's an interesting page.
Definitely. I love it, though. But I love I sat with you, and I sat with you and Mr. Dinkins over there at 207 South Potomac during his open house on October 28th. And the wealth of knowledge I got from you about this place is incredible. One thing we talk about and we laugh about and snicker about, a lot of the local politics going on even right now. I try to follow the Herald Mail media. I got their Facebook post and all that. And I try to keep up with what's going on the best I can. You obviously have your finger on the pulse more about it than I do. But what's going on, man?
Well, you know, the biggest problem right now is, well, okay, so there's two problems going on right now. The one I'll briefly talk about is on a city level in Hagerstown is the drama with 101.5 Bob Rocks. That still
is
has
still
not
a drama.
Gone. Yeah,
we talked about it maybe 3 weeks ago on my hub show. That's still
that's
a thing.
Still, it's still a spur in their side a little bit. I've still seen some jabs at some of the council members on that.
Okay.
The
ones that got their panties in a knot about it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't understand that. I mean,
so you know,
that could have been yesterday's news by now. They're keeping it alive.
Right. Jeez. Well, some people are bitter and just don't let go of things. You know, personally, I have mixed feelings on it. You know, on one hand,
it wasn't nice.
It was not nice.
Sure.
You know,
but.
You know, and personally, I try to do as much as I can to try to promote this area and try to, you know, put things in a positive light.
Yeah.
Hence why I do a satire site that's supposed to make people laugh. Now, every once in a while, I will do, you know, pot shots at certain local issues. But
if it deserves
a lot of those are well-deserved.
Well-deserved, right.
So, you know, with that said, at the same time, you know, I can also understand why city council was upset. You know, here you have a company that you're paying money to advertise for you for events or whatever, and now you don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Right.
So that's
Hagerstown's paying.
Hagerstown's
paying
for
the radio
station.
Yeah, they're paying for
which
advertising.
Which is the parent company of 101.5 Bob Rocks.
Okay.
And 101.5 Bob Rocks then ran that little segment on, you know, be careful or you'll get shot. Now, sadly, over the weekend, somebody got shot. So there is some validity to what 101.5 Bob Rock said. But should we automatically dismiss it? No, shouldn't automatically dismiss it. Shouldn't automatically say, oh my God, we got to do something too. We got to explore these issues a lot more in depth. We got to find out, first of all, is this actually, you know, like random shootings or is this all gang related, drug related? Because we do have a gang issue in Hagerstown.
Right.
And now it's not as bad as it used to be. It used to be.
But you know what? It's not isolated to Hagerstown.
No, it's not isolated to Hagerstown. It's
that's,
a problem
that's
we have
a national problem.
Country.
Exactly.
We're doing a lot better.
Right.
We're doing a lot better than we used to. And the local gangs are just local gangs. They do not have national affiliations.
They're just their own gang from Hagerstown.
From Hagerstown that have formed that. From my understanding, it was just groups of friends that just kind of have all fallen into organized crime.
Which happens everywhere.
Right.
Frederick has it. Waynesboro, I'm sure, has it. Chambersburg, I'm sure, has it. It's everywhere.
Yeah. And it's. I just really hope we can get a pulse on it and get a better handle on it. And the big thing is more than just busting the gangs, we really need to try to help reform a lot of these kids.
Right.
All right. And these are kids. All right. These are teenagers.
Right.
All right. Some of them have gotten as old as, you know, 20s, 30s now. But
still doing this
initially
stuff.
It was all just teenagers.
I gotcha.
And I really hope that we can help these kids. And a lot of the problem is the kids just don't know what to do with themselves or they don't have the money to do anything because the economy's been in a slump. Now, the economy is getting better, so that means hopefully their parents are getting better jobs. But we've got a lot of room for growth in this area still.
Well, definitely. I think on a national level, I'm of the mindset, and this is going to kick some people in the craw, but I'm of the mindset it's all about the home. the family.
Right.
Okay? Broken home, broken family, the dad's gone, all that stuff. I don't care if you're white or black, brown, whatever. That element in your life, if it's broken, it's no bueno.
Right.
Not that there aren't single moms out there who do a tremendous job. There absolutely are. But you see more of this from kids from broken homes. And by broken, I mean they go home to, like,
right,
nobody. No one's home or no one's paying attention to them at home, no matter what they do. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
And unfortunately, a lot of broken homes are caused by, well, obviously caused by the parents fighting. Well, what do most couples fight about?
Right.
Usually money.
It comes to money.
All right. Why are they fighting about money? Well, because the economy's been in a
money spot. And social media.
Wow. Yeah, that's a completely
that's
different story.
That's a whole toxic subject right there.
But, you know, with that said, the economy is starting to turn around. We are starting to see more businesses move into the area, not necessarily Hagerstown.
But they're getting closer.
Yeah, they're getting closer.
Right.
You know, the most recent one is the Procter & Gamble opening up in, I believe, Martinsburg,
right over the border
there. So that right there is going to be great, except for the fact that people have to be able to get there.
Yeah. It's a transportation issue at this point.
Yes. So now it becomes a transportation issue in that we do a great job of doing public transit within Washington County. But when it comes to leaving Washington County, we have very little options.
Yeah, you're on your own.
You know, so great example on that would be we have one bus that goes from, I'm sorry, I think it's two buses now, that goes from Hagerstown down to the Shady Grove Metro Station.
Okay.
In outside D.C. We have that. And that's about it as far as public options.
Okay.
Private options, you can do, do taxis or Uber or whatever. There is something called the Bay Runner Shuttle that does Hagerstown to BWI.
Okay.
But as far as other than that, there's not much out there. There are ride-sharing options, but they're far and few between.
Right. But at the same time, and I brought this subject up with Mrs. Lewis on the last podcast, she's all about human resources, HR, jobs, finding people jobs. We talked about, and I know me and Devontae have talked about, recently Amazon put out a list of cities vying for their headquarter number 2, right? Our big beef was, how come Hagerstown's name isn't on that list?
Right.
Given the area, we're at the intersection of the 80 and the 81 and the 70, and there's plenty of warehouses around here and whatnot. Devontae emailed somebody at the city council or in the city government about it, and he just got a pretty cliche answer, you know, where we have other issues or something like that.
But right.
This is 50,000 jobs. Our name wasn't on the list.
Right. So you know, and that's unfortunate, too, because now with that said, Amazon is opening up another distribution center in Baltimore.
In Baltimore, right.
In Baltimore.
Right.
Which, that's a good thing for Maryland. Not necessarily a win for us.
For us, right.
But that's a win for the state. So there is that. but, you know, as far as why isn't our name on the list? Well, a lot of that is probably twofold. So one is going to be, we need to change our local attitude.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You have the 101.5 Bob Rocks.
Situation.
Okay. Yeah. That right there, yes, there are some negatives in this community. There's a heck of a lot more positives.
Right.
All right.
But they're focusing on that.
But they're focusing on the negatives.
Yeah.
All right. And now let's say they were considering Hagerstown.
Right.
And whoever from Amazon just happens to be in town and listening to 101.5 Bob Rocks on the day that, you know, they're in town considering possible sites for
Amazon headquarters. Yeah.
And they hear that, and they're going to be like, well, I really don't want my employees in such an environment.
Right. What's going on in
the
city?
So now we're off the list.
Maybe.
All right.
Who knows?
You know, that's one possibility. The other possibility is that, and I hate to say this, but maybe we just aren't setting our sights high enough.
Right.
All right. Because, you know, Devontae said you got an email back, well, we've got other things that are priorities.
Other fish to fry, yeah.
And one of the comments, I'm not going to say who, but, you know, a local politician, I'm going to leave him nameless for now, has always said that the city and the county have a very bad habit of stepping over dollars to pick up dimes.
Okay.
And what he really meant by that was that we really have a habit of focusing on
missing the boat.
Low stuff.
Yeah.
When we could aim so much higher,
right,
and get, you know, do so much better. So right now, I think we're primarily focusing on, you know, warehouse and manufacturing and
blue
distribution
collar, right,
jobs. Hagerstown has fiber, gigabit internet fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we not focusing on trying to become the next Silicon Valley?
Right. Given the proximity of where we are.
Right. I mean, we are, you know, an hour and a half from D.C.
Right.
All right, granted, 3 hours on normal.
Three
Monday
from Philly,
commute.
Four from New York. Right. We're not far from the mix.
Right.
Of any of these places.
Why are we not trying to become the next Silicon Valley? Because the next Silicon, you know, I mean, when Silicon Valley was originally created,
right,
it wasn't much bigger than this area.
No.
All right. And look how much it has grown now. We could experience that kind of massive growth, that kind of massive potential already lies in the area. We have the resources to do it. We have the infrastructure to
and
do
the
it.
Space.
And we definitely have the space to do it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of trying to help people see the vision.
I know.
And I don't think that local county government
has the vision.
They don't have the big enough vision.
The big picture.
Like I said, they're just focusing on, all right, what's the next little win we can get?
Right.
When they need to focus on.
Let's go big
far.
To small.
Right.
That's my attitude.
All right.
I hear you. Well, hey, Ken, this is exactly what we're going to do. This is going to be fun. I'm going to have you back on the Hub Show.
Okay.
We have a wealth of knowledge here about the economic history. You just started tapping into it a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Stepping over dollars to pick up dimes. We're going to get into some more of that regarding the history of Hagerstown and why it's become the way it's become, or the perception of the place, and how we got here.
Okay.
And that's the point of the Hub Show. Again, I'm the outsider looking in. I know nothing about this place except from walking around and now finally meeting people like Ken, and we're really going to dig deep into what made this place in the first place and what this place obviously has the potential to be. And we invite commentary. We invite feedback. We're on Facebook, The Hub Show. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram, www.thehubshow.com. Feel free to email producer@thehubshow.com. And let's talk about it. And what's really going on in Hagerstown on Facebook? I would love to see this episode, especially get posted and start getting some feedback. You know, bring it on. I'm sure there'll be a fire from both sides of the aisle. I guess that's how you say it nowadays. But what was I gonna ask you? Well, hey, we're in the middle right now. We're sitting inside the Borough Box.
Yeah.
Downtown Hagerstown. Place is empty, and it shouldn't be. This is a place for small businesses. This is the co-working center of Hagerstown. In the center of Hagerstown, we're literally right next door to the University of Maryland, mm-hmm. right here in Washington.
Actually, on both sides.
On both sides. We're attached to part of it, and we're literally across the park. I'm looking at it. Hey, small business owners, entrepreneurs, it's here. It's in Hagerstown. This is a very modern setup here.
Right.
There's USB all over the walls in here. There's HDMI setup. There's nothing 90s or even 2000s about this place I'm sitting in right now. I'm in the conference room with Ken. And, again, this place is empty, and it shouldn't be.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and you know, dirt cheap for
$100 bucks a month.
$50 a month. That gets you access to the conference room, access to the shared meeting space.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't say enough great things
about
it.
This is beautiful. Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, I definitely want more entrepreneurs down here to start working with.
Turn this into Silicon Valley, right?
Exactly.
This is the place that's going to start one of these places here. Yeah, it's the Borough Box. And Amanda, well, she was out there. She's from the city council, city government?
Yeah,
okay.
City government, yeah. She's the downtown coordinator. So
gotcha.
She's who you would want to reach out to. It would be Amanda Whitmore, City of Hagerstown.
Yeah.
And she can definitely give you all the information you need about the Borough Box.
And it's boroughbox.com?
Theboroughbox.com.
BUROBOX.com.
Yes.
Yeah. Great place to get it started if you want to. And get out of the house, get out of your home office, get out of your mom's basement, whatever it is you're doing this from, the garage. You can have your meetings here and whatnot. In a professional setting, provide the coffee and the water, all that good stuff. I'm Jay Heisch. I'm the man here at the Hub Show. I'm with Ken Buckler. And Ken, look forward to having you back on. Appreciate all your insight, all the input, and we're going to do this again.
All right.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast, coming soon.